it's everything in Avodas Hashem. So, but you find that something about Pesach especially is Shaykh to Midas Azrizus. He says, Ushmatem es amatzes, mikanshin machmitzes es amitzvis. So Chazal learned that there's a halacha that's especially nogea. In other words, if you have to ask ourselves, is there anywhere where Chazal mentioned this chair, yeah? There's one, you can pull out the chair. So if you ask yourself, Chazal, the place where Chazal found a makom in the Torah is Dafka over here. I want to add a nekuda that's it's sort of obvious. The Maral says in many places that when Chazal darshan asmachta, it's not the pshat that they found, it's not pshat in the pasik, asmachta is not pshat in the pasik. On the other hand, it's not just a game either, in the sense that they needed to find who can find a gematria that fits, and someone came up with it. It's the pshat is there is a makom in the Torah mitzad de inyan that this is emes. So viskadash visem k'toshim mayim shoyim mayachronim is not the pshat. They needed a nice pasuk to put on the mayim achronim cups. They came up with viskadashtem. In that is the parasha where the inyan viskadashtem says. It doesn't say that there are pshat and b'meila it's not mechuyev midaraisa, but this is the place where it fits in. And b'meila when we darsh viskadashtem k'toshim when we understand it, we'll understand mayim shoyim versus mayim achronim. So if shmartem as hamatzes as hamitzvis. It's not just a play on words. It's the pshat that there's something over here with Zrizus, the Zrizus of Matzis, is the etzem inyan, whatever that inyan is going to be, and he's going to give his hagdor of it, that is going to be the understanding of Zrizus in the world of mitzvahs. So he says, he says the first thing we can learn up. So, like we said, whenever you're learning something from a certain parsha, you're being magged in a certain way. So, parshas you learn Zrizus as a plus. A person is going to be Mekayah and Shaifa, he can walk slowly, give him his daris. You can do a bris milah. 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, Zrizus Makdil Mitzvahs. So the way we understand Zrizus is it's a Tosefes Maila to Yonav Mitzvahs. It expresses a Cheshik. Obviously, if you do something that you really want to do, you do it quickly and do it as soon as possible. So if you were to, with before we learned this parasha, if we were to ask ourselves, what is Zrizus to Mitzvahs? The answer is it's a Tosefes Maila. But over here he says, on a Lemedim Chidesh Gadol B'Teichah Shem Zrizus, it's not the pshat that. So if a person does it without zrizus, the marshal, if a yid goes to the mikveh before he blows shayfa, will say it's very nice. And if I didn't go, and if I didn't go to the mikveh, I will say pseida. There's nothing in shulchan aruch in hilchis tkiyas shayfa that says you're supposed to do it. There are many ways to be moisef mindless. This is one of them. But you could have thought like that by Jesus. But over here you see something else. Al sheyish kan kilkul chiyuvi hamaseh shleimus surasa shemaisa mitzvah. From this limud, the way Chazal told avek, Zrizus and early on mitzvahs from matzahs, it's the other way around. Without Zrizus, there's a pagam. Shreyishu chacham ki mitzvah mevli Zrizus le'izim chometzah bepesah. They're learning that from matzah. In matzah, Zrizus is not a maila. I mean, it's not matzah if it's not done quickly enough. So if we're learning, if Chazal found the makom for Zrizus, we're going to talk for matzahs, they're not learning Zrizus as a mailer, they're learning Zhepach of Zrizus as being machmitz the mitzvah. They call it like that. Mikanshe machmitzin as a mitzvah. Bevarish amechamitz isa pesach eitzoy vinyon shoshel meisas to a matzah. I mean, if somebody lets a izim kam chometz, that the pshat is felt in the hidurim of matzah. El shumad b'galisa hezik nekri kol mesuyim. It is a kilkum, the gufa matzah. So he brings here a maral. He is going to explain it a little bit more by Richus soon. Let's first explain it, and then we'll see a little bit how he explains the Richus. Maral says this, that the reason why there's a problem with shihui in matzis and chametz is as follows. Is magdir why the inyan of chipazin in matzis? Let's explain it. The Maral says the words he says is everything in this world falls under zman. Everything in olam haba or olam hanefesh does not fall under zman. Zman means a process. Things are not be'etzem the way they should be. So the marshal, let's understand the difference between a world of schar the way a pasha person understands it, and the world of schar the way a deeper understanding is. The world of schar is the way a pasha person understands it is. Hashem likes mitzvahs. Every mitzvah I do, I get like a carnival ticket. I come up to Shemayim with a big pack of carnival tickets. And then Akash Baruch counts the carnival tickets, and he cuts Gan Eden lefi that. That's a very kind of simple understanding of it. According to that, it's a process. You do a mitzvah. Mitzvah gets registered as being something good. You get rewarded for doing good things. Let's take a second, a different example. A person is dehydrated and he drinks water. So it's not the pshat is bischar that he drank water, he's now given health. I mean, the water is what he was missing, and the water is be'etzem chiyus. It's not hechetimtza. This world is a world of hechetimtza. Everything in this world is a process. A causes B, B causes C, C causes D. That's everything in this world. And therefore, there's nothing without zman. Zman tells us nothing in this world be'etzem is good, mitzaratzmoy, it's echetimtza. Lemashal, let's say, when you hear a guy speak about why it's important to be kind, well, kindness always returns to you. You do good to make the world a better place, people might say to you, and v'chayza chalila. Everything is always understood as echetimtza, that good is be'etzem, and just like you don't have to explain as far why if you were thirsty and you drank, is it now going to be good for you? And it's not because it is because that's be'etzem. The world of ruchnius to be understood as being be'etzem is be'etzem not shy to this world so much. This world being a physical world, everything is because, so that, and v'chulu. So we have the world that falls on the zman, which means everything. It's not be'etzem, it causes, it brings about, versus a metzias in a world in olam ha'emes where everything is what it is. That's what the Maral says. He's going to elaborate on it, and we'll see. Beis v'gedel shadvarim kachu lefi atfisa regila inyana shemidas as Jesus who mihiras atnuah shakoyches hanefesh bekoyches haguf. The Pashto Pshat in Jesus is because you very much want to do it, so you do it much more quickly. You push it, you do it more quickly. So is there a difference in this Jesus between I'm going someplace I really want to go to, so I get up real early? To a zrizus and olam mitzvahs, the same zrizus. They're an expression of a rutzen to do something, and when you want to do something, you do it very zrizusly. The Lamakim said, "Ika evlo berutzen hu, uberutzen." Lamakim said, "Rutzen nimshach sham techuvan miyus zrizus taka." So it's the same. So if a person likes chocolate a lot, he's going to run for the chocolate. If a person likes exotic matzah a lot, he's going for exotic matzah. But in the mechanism, on the pashto understanding, it's the same mechanism. Falachas kam be kamish shesh rehev beikim ousim is as Jesus. Bein kishi ba be choy ba yisam tals ha ben noach shel ba'adam. Bein shi ba choy tals yisrael. And there would not be any difference in whether you talk about Ben Noach or Yisrael's false mitzvahs go. In other words, this is all the same. Your rutzen for something physical, your Ben Noach's rutzen for doing the good things he's supposed to, and Yisrael's rutzen to mitzvahs, according to this understanding, is the same. The more you want, the more quickly you do it. The less you want, the less quickly you do it. Avo, Gimel. But he says, I have a right not like that. Loikach yoytze mitoichiver b'seinu sheshanu. Il molin it netoiro in elin mitzniyos mechatul gezel min emola, arayis miyoyna, derech eretz mitanego. Chazal gave us four limudim of midas toivis that we would learn from animals. Tzniyos mechatul, a chatul is very hidden about its private things, a gezel from the emola, arayis miyoyna, eretz mitanego. So gezel min emola, so it says here, an ant teaches you gezel because they don't touch the others. Once an ant has taken a seed, the other one doesn't touch it. Hine, yesh on kan rishimu shakam echoy v'sarim avayis b'yro, yishan metzim rishuma gam b'teva al b'chay. V'ilu midas az rizus, sh'leo ma akosa mefurish, ki moisha v'nevolu b'yis musa sh'lmida zu, leicha l'mona otzel, nishan rizu mazu. So, but there's one that's a pasuk. It says, leicha l'mona otzel. An otzel should go to the mola to learn zrizus. Why doesn't it say we would have learned zrizus from an mola? Hashmot zu malefes esono. Shagam shebevare tvui midas azuz virshe mola. Mikomo koim alimet zu mola emeshtav sub limud decher shakam la teira. Shakushim ul samanu to terlin and made him men in midas zu. Jeshu midas zuz is grave shas chalis ak material. He says, lemaisa, the fact that the Chazal, when they told us that these midas could have been learned from the nature, the one that they couldn't, the zrizus they didn't find. Because the zrizus of an amala, the other inyanim, are a me'ain of what was taught at Har Sinai. And b'meila, it makes sense what Chazal say, that you could have learned it from there. But the zrizus after Matan Torah is a different zrizus. And now he's going to explain the point. This is just sort of to reinforce that point, that it's not the same midah, which is a midah teiva, that things a person likes he does with lad cheshik. It's a whole different world. Dalet, mativa shagarim zeh. What is exactly this deal? Hey, so now he's going to explain it. Misimonea muvhokim shal nefeshi ki eina mismalas ha nefesh leitamali. A nefesh is the part of the person which desires, it wants, it ambition, greed on a very low level, even taiva. Nefesh leitamali is a description of a nefesh. It's always seeking. If a Iroini means a simple plebeian, a person who's like not a chasher person, marries a princess. So Chazal saying Koheles that the nefesh has a problem; it struggles because the guf tries to please the nefesh. Both the guf and nefesh want constantly, but nothing that the guf offers the nefesh does the nefesh want. V'lari v'asmelach v'asmelach kol ma she'amalchus adira yoseh kein lo ma'asoy sivgal yisimalach v'asmelach. The higher, the more refined the v'asmelach is, the less he's interested in the garbage that the Irani has to offer. V'o adim ma'ach z'anefashis. Adam is chaviv because he has a tzalam lakim, and Klal Yisrael is more than that. Ubevaday shloi temalei shel malchus habanim godlo pikan shel adot shemasam. So Klal Yisrael's dissatisfaction, Klal Yisrael's not being satisfied, goes much deeper. Things that would satisfy the nefesh of Ben Noach doesn't quite cut it, even with Yisrael. What is it? Mahim efei oisem madani melech oilom asher b'malchus habonim mishtakim b'yonai kfar kinyonai kfar v'anishon talahim v'la tumolah shabamalchus atzelom leitasigit. So what is, so he says, what is going to be a ruchnistic level that Tzelem Elokim will be okay with it, and Klal Yisrael called Bonim Lamaka won't be okay. So he describes it. Yiduyim Eim Divrei Agrol Mashal Eimim BeBaruch Shama Baruch Oisa Breishis Shelefomim Habriya Kula Kriya B'Shem Maisa Breishis Ulefomim Mashritas Amidla Maisa Barim Stam Yitza Breishis. So the Goyin is Medayik that there's a difference between the word Breishis and the word Maisa Breishis. V'kosav Ozeh Agra the Baruch Oime V'Oise Akavani L'chol Habriya Kula Hanikris Maisa Breishis Dafka. So the entire Bria is called Maisa Breishis, the things that were made in Breishis. V'ilu Baruch Oise Breishis Hakavana L'Bria Sazman Shegam Azman Hi Bria Miuchedes U'bechol Zois Mipas Heyoisa Bria Netzol V'yoisa Inechaz B'Maisa Breishis U'l'Uma Zois Inechlelos B'Mila Breishis Greater. Let's pause, let's explain this. So the Goyin is saying Bria includes itself Zman and includes itself everything else physical. Zman is not total Ruchnius, but more Ruchnius than everything else. And if the word Breishis, let's just understand why it's like that. Zman is a measure of change. Zman requires a point and another point. So whenever the word Breishis has no meaning in a world that there's no Zman. Just imagine, let's take a simple example. If somebody is showing a film, a movie, so I can ask, where's the beginning? When I show you a still photo, the word beginning doesn't mean anything because nothing's happening. It's only when things develop and happen that the word breishis, has any meaning. So the Goyin says, when it says breishis, that itself is already a bria. Chazal say breishis is a mimer. So when the word breishis means there's a structure of zman. So just like physical things have dimensions of length and width and height, Zman is also already a physical dimension, and that's Breishis. Maisa Breishis is everything that happened within Zman. So if we ask ourselves, what is the last point that's still part of our physical world, but not quite totally spiritual, we'll have to answer Zman. And he says, V'ayneshon miyachtim, Brachem yuchedas al brias azman, ve'oimim baruch oise breishis. Ukeshemoyschon ra kav al nimtzes sheoisa tchuna mitzayenes beyichud asayenusa shal nefesh. The tchuna that's going to describe where the nefesh supersedes anything in this world. Asher pneishim in al yoinam kacha filim hevel akon yodelam temale, mitapesesi ve'oilad morim apiskas al brias breishis. So even that level of something refined, Zman is something that's not tangible, it's not physical the way we understand physical, but for the Nefesh, it's also something that's not her level. So he says, "Ukeshibo lekayim mitzvos ma'asim tovim, asher ozi makshivo mazinas l'yinusa." So when the nefesh is moved to do mitzvos ma'asim tovim, misoyer hasar nafshi ha'oimid listar lachoyim eshos mafkia. The nefesh tries to breach that wall of zman. Ad chefti lekayim sa mitzvos shesekes bom emachitz zman. Ela shemekivon shenesuya basmar lekafri in adova el biyada. So let's just finish this paragraph and talk a little about this. Pirtzo b'mechitzas zman bo mehirus atnua avayis Hashem ashal yodem ismeetes kamas zman v'zechtei she'asher ma'isa. Va'oifin asher ma'amet zanafshi b'zeh la'asik z'eiv ha'shen shechitzin u'mechitzas zman u'mokar elyon shemir zizvi. So let's talk, describe this. whenever a person, if we think deeply into a person's psychology, person's psyche, the things about this world that everything doesn't find any meaning within itself. Everything is for something. When I ask a person, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? His answer would be for this. When a person says, I have no reason to offer, it's almost somebody's a chasadeya. Because the mitzvah is for this, okay, I'm planting the field now, something's going to grow. You're storing the food because I want to eat it. You're putting it in bags because you want to sell it. You want to sell it because you want to make money. You want to make money because this, because this, because this. That's what we're locked into. And people, and a Baal Nefesh feels, so I'm not doing anything that be'etzem is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Everything is part of that world of Eichat Timtza. When I come to an olam of mitzvahs, it's nice that eating matzah will help me make a better person, this, that, the other thing. But I want to be able to say that when I'm eating matzah, I'm being mizdabik in something that's timeless. The reason why olam haba is nitzri, it's interesting, the Rambam, in Hilchos Teshuva, when he speaks about olam haba, he says olam haba is a place that is eternal, and it has no hefsik. It's chayim shein lahefsik, and it's toiv shein imara. That's how the Rambam describes olam haba. If you ask us, when we want to flip it around, if you ask somebody, I have a job for you, it's a permanent job, are you interested? It's a lifetime job. The person says, thanks, what is it? I need to know what it is. If it's like the dog catcher of the town, maybe I'm not so interested in those. I particularly like dogs, I don't like them. But I'm saying that this is forever is not going to be a sales point. So Rambam starts. The first thing she says about olam haba is it's fantastic. It's good and not bad. It's toiv and not ra. And then he should have said, and lasts forever. Why does he start that it lasts forever? The answer is because olam haba is a different mitzias. Olam haba's mitzias itself, it has no end, because beginning and end don't apply to it. So, Lamarcha, let's take an example. Let's say an apple tree. So, the question of when will it grow leaves, and when will it produce apples, and how many apples will it produce, and so on and so forth, are all valid questions. But when will it start producing pears is a nonsense question. Because it's an apple tree, it's mahus. This is it. Everything else comes and goes. Branches come and go, leaves come and go, fruits come and go, and so on. Even the tree comes and goes. But it always remains that. So I can ask when Reuven is going to get older, when he's going to get better, when he's going to get heavier, when he's going to get skinnier. Those are all valid questions. But when is Reuven going to become Shimon is not a valid question. Because there's no such thing. I touch the mitzvah itself. A person wants mitzias. One of the reasons why people who are not well are very unhappy is because they realize they're living in a world of dimyan. It has no real mitzias. And people don't like that. We want to be mizdabek to mitzias. Ultimately, anything that comes and goes, when people are nimas from life, they say, well, comes, it goes, it was, mashahoyo, mashahiyya, and so on. And the reason is because in this world there is no tfisa in something nitzri, because everything is kolon zman. A maisa mitzvah belongs to something else. So if I brush my teeth in the morning, it's because the teeth should be healthy, I shouldn't have to go to the dentist, I should be able to eat with them, v'chulu v'chulu. And that also has why I want to do it, that has why I want to do it, and so on. But when I did a maisa mitzvah, I put on a pair of tefillin, It's a ma'aseh b'fnei atzma, a mizdabek to mitzias that beginning and end have no real shaychus to anything. It's a ma'aseh, it's a certain keshet to something that's beyond. And that's why almost olam don't have shaychus to those side mitzvahs. Their ikar shaychus is dinim, believing our Kodesh Baruch Hu's necessity, or else there's no toiv and ra in this world, everything falls apart. Dinim, all of them could be translated with because's. Klal Yisrael's dveikus in olam mitzvahs is of a different type. Vav, v'loim dimonu davazem yichipazin yitzias mitzrayim. Asha bevade einin yonu boloima asha mo'er la'orach harbe. The chippos in Yetzias Mitzrayim is not how long it took. I mean, the word chippozim wouldn't stick to that. It would be maher. The word chippozim describes a certain pulos anefesh. Elakide azvon morinina maral shemikivon shemitzias mitzrayim hu abreishis shal netzach Yisrael dehainu ha'yishavu shal netzach Yisrael shebriya lemaylam in azman lekachutzuch yitzias mitzrayim liyos nimsheches melemaylam in azman v'ayinu sheyitzias mitzrayim ha'yizu b'chippozim. I want to give another muscle that I think is important for this. If I'm trying to convince you to buy a car, a new car, so there are two mahalachim. One mahalach is I sit down and I make a cheshbon. How much you're paying for your car now? How much the repairs cost? How much gas does it use? V'chol. Make a cheshbon and this. How much will a new car cost, how much less expensive will it be to run it because it's new, how much I can figure in, I can make a cheshbon, it pays for you to buy a new car. That's a cheshbon. That sometimes works. The better way of doing it is, I have a certain tefisa, you need to show off. So I can put it down, I can say, you know, what people will say will be, wow, he's really cool. And you buy it. I mean, obviously a little more subtle than that, but whatever it is, what? It's not a cheshbon. Over there's no cheshbon. So how much is it worth to be cool and how much is that? It's a metzias. I hit home on your metzias. It has no shaykhis to be because of that. Another person that is, if this is considered fancy, then if I go in, I can make a better deal. It's a cheshbon. So the Olam HaMitzvahs, Klal Yisrael's metzias is being dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means they're dovuk in a different world of metzias. And that world of metzias is not mesiachis to process and b'meila not to zman. Mitzrayim was the yisoid of Klal Yisrael's metzias, and that had to be with that midah. It had to be something that we became nechoyrin because we are nechoyrin. And the chippozin shows that it's a lack of process within this world. It's something out of this world. So this is netzach v'kan on the magin the kodesh hanzur and amusag netz yisrael einin yonoi rakvias uvdashol temidis hamshakim yisrael. When we speak about chazon being nitzchi, it's not an explanation of how long we plan to be around. Elo shubogam lekvoya yachas nafshi lenetzach lezman. It's a certain way of describing who we are. Anything in our mindset that's hechatimtza is going to fall off. If somebody's learning for any other reason than lishma, the question is how long will that work? COVID and money and a guilty conscience and whatever else can only work for a certain zman because it's part of this world elements. Masha Inkin, if I'm learning because somehow I'm dovuk to it, this is the emes, this is what I'm dovuk to, then it's nitzchiistic. Klal Yisrael's netzach Yisrael is not just a nice thing that we're such tzaddik less ever, it's because we be etzem shayach to a world that's mufka from zman. Kloima, hakesher amyuchad ben Yisrael v'netzach kevea b'nashka Yisrael halachas afgin zgan. That pushes Klal Yisrael to break through that. So just like our atzmius, which happened in Mitzrayim, happened through chippozim, because that's the core midah of somebody who's be'etzem ruchni. Bringing zman, deine zman shall ki mitzi b'davke bezuzus. Hachipozen shall yitzias Mitzrayim, v'azuzus Hashem, im shnei tzadam shal be'achas shmatz Yisrael. So both the chipozen of yitzias Mitzrayim and the zuzus in every mitzvah is one and the same. That's where he started off and he said the two branches of the same musig. Halina Eifa. So he sums it up. Kiyesha le Midas Azuzis Eifa Veifa. So Midas Azuzis has two different facets, two different layers of it. But Yutach Tatoyne Shalom, on the lower level, he nimdedes be Eifa Tivis Shalach Sarots and Lasik Shom Yosef Kifus. It's an expression of how much do I want it. The more I want something, the more eager I am, the more I run to do it. So it's a universal maila. It has no shaykh specifically to Avodas Hashem. There's no difference between Avodas Adam and Avodas Yisrael. On a higher level, Zrizus is the midah of a nefesh that's gotten tired of being stuck in a world that's limited and trying to break through. I want to explain this also. You know, let's take something. Let's go back into somebody learning Lishma versus somebody learning because of any other reason. A big nafkemina will be looking at the clock. You have two people that are sitting beis medrash till late at night. One person sort of keeps looking at the clock. He's made up his mind, he's not leaving his tender till 12 at night, and yeah, that's nice, but the pshat is, he's not be'etzim dovek to the learning. He wants to learn, sometimes for better reasons, sometimes for lesser reasons, but the learning is still within a context. A person who's into learning, he forgets time, and when he's learning, everything stops around him. That's a very, very different midah. And same thing with a person when he's also a person who's a big bal chesed. Right now, this has to be taken care of. I lose track of time means that there's a certain gilu in the person. In this world, time is not of meaning. So even in that way, you can relate to it. You know, a person who's very into something ruchnistic. There's a person who davens a long Shemoneh Esrei because he's pushing himself. He wants to say Baruch Aleinu correctly. He wants to say Refa'inu correctly. He wants to say Atachonu correctly. He wants to say Shemoneh correctly. Fine. He has what he was powerful for. Those wonderful things. But there's a person who he's talking to Rabbeinu Shalom, he loses himself. It's just like when you have a good friend that you're talking to. You're talking to him and you lose sense of time. As opposed to when you're negotiating with somebody or trying to get something. And so you're willing to give as much time as you need, but you certainly are conscious of how much time you're putting into it. So now he's going to explain why the Namala is picked in the Pasuk. So he says, V'arabusak do'ylo bin yizeh. He said the pasuk is actually talking about the higher dagger of Zuzus. How? The Zuzus of the Mola is not talking how quickly it brings the seed to its nest, its tunnel. Chazal described the zrizus of an amala is that it lives a half a year and it only needs a small amount and yet it's able to bring a lot of stuff in. So what does that describe? It doesn't have any shaykh to zman. It's bringing in chita is not because it made a cheshma how much to store. It's Metzias is that it brings a chita. But even shim omna moisha namola is a base musa, lemidas as Jesus. Hainu dafka lemidas as Jesus became al yina shalah. I'm sheikhs be yuchud lor a terch as Israel. And that's why Jesus min amola could not have been learned amongst other things. The Jesus in amola is a Jesus where you lose track of time. Yud, ume irim hei metoich zedibre maral, sha'oise mitzah mikol. That's why you understand the maral by comparing the zrizus of mitzvahs to matzah. It's telling me that if a person schleps a mitzvah, he brings the mitzvah down. So he, in other words, from the higher darga to the lower darga is a pchisus in the ma'isa mitzvah. It's not just a tosefes ma'alav yud bezrizus like the lower type of zrizus, but you're taking it from mitzvahs in the world of nitzchias and bringing it down. And finally finishes Yudala v'hu yinagenu almus pshuta shel mikra almus hainu lemaila min amisa daina b'tchum ha'netzach. It says hu yinagen almus means eternally, like almoves, beyond death. So that's what the pasuk pshat is. Chazal darshu almus bezrizus k'moyrechsiv b'soich almos tefefes. They darshan the word alomois, meaning like young girls, very bezrizistic, like betech alomois tefefes. You know what zrizus? The Hainu Kanal says, it's exactly what I'm saying, that the word, the concept of zrizus and the concept of eternity are one and the same. Vainu Kanal, the midas anetzach, kishi poelos betchum azman, imolidas midas azrizus. Yudbeis almois shelfi pshuta nyon in nitzchis ve'almois shelfi medrashin ha'zrizus emshei tzodesh ha'beachas. So let's just basically recap what he says over here. So he's saying over here that there's the world of ruchnius of Klal Yisrael is a different world than the world that we live in. In this world that we live in, even if you do mitzvahs and Yimkai mitzvahs, they're part of something. They're going to be part of something. I once heard a pshat. It's one of the many pshatim why women are part of mitzvahs. My grandma, but a man's nature tends to be structured. In other words, I work from this and this time to this and this time, and so on. A child asks for something, I give it to the child. Child doesn't ask for something, I'm doing my own thing. A mother is mufka from that. A mother is there 24/7. That's her metzias. Her metzias is the child. So, in other words, metzias and my grandma have a certain chisorin in them, so to speak, a certain lesser dagger, because they're time-bound. A woman is better mufka from being time-bound. A memela, she's not shech. I won't say that pshat. But Al-Kapanim, he's saying that the world that changed from the world of mitzvahs of a ben Noach to Klal Yisrael. And b'meila, what changed in Tzias Mitzrayim was that Klal Yisrael became shayach to a world beyond, if they choose to go there. It means we also have a driving force. It's very interesting. Jews have always been derided as restless people. If you ask, one of the stereotypes in by anti-Semites is Jews are restless, pushy, never happy. It's true, and the reason why we're restless is because there's nothing we find that we find a be'etzem deka kesher to. I once heard from somebody a long time ago, the Eishet Torah, 80s. He was from Canada. He told me his father owns a big factory, plant of some sort, and on principle he doesn't hire Jews. And I was kind of shocked. Why? He said, because if a guy that you take and you treat him like a mensch and give him a decent salary, he will work there till day retires. A yid will start getting itchy, and a half year later he's going to open up his own place in a very different method and do it his way, the way he understands. It's true. So unfortunately, Klal Yisrael is looking for something. And nothing in this world satisfies it, because nothing in this world is be'etzem toiv. So a cynical refrain will always be, okay, so you did it already. My father kind of used to say when I was playing with something, he said, so make believe it's broken already. Now what's the next thing you want to break? Like you know, let's make believe ready. He rots the key, you broke it. So go weiter now. We don't have that sense, because nothing here is going to satisfy. But it means that what you need to strive for in the olam of ruchnius is moments and times, and that you break through that wall, that it's without zman. It's not. It doesn't have that. It's hard. we're also physical beings, and physical beings, you know, we do want to say the right yard, we do want beginning and end. But if a person ever experienced learning where he just forgot about what time it is, and he got into it, that's an extraordinary feeling, because it's a different world. It's killed the person. The person did it in davening. The person did it in olam mitzvahs. He calls a man, we make it part of something, then we're limiting it. And we're bringing it down to what he calls the lower duta. So we could do it with cheshik and snap. But until a person doesn't build up a certain level of a tfisa that mitzvahs are a piece of nitzchias, and he comes into a world of nitzchias, and, you know, when he's eating the matzah, so he's in a different world, and that's his mitzvahs. So true, because we have 2 feet on the ground, we have to come back to this world. And even a person who's learning, 99.9% of people need also to get down to this world and do something. Minimally helps on do, but I'm saying, but to be able to be toyim that time, at least we have identified a certain nekuda of what it is, the nekuda of nitzis and kol yisrael. It's something that transcends time, and it's just being. It's just, this is metzias, and that's really being toyim me'ein of olam haba in this world. It's being able to be part of a different mitzis. It's not just a lot of good things. It's a mitzis beyond this mitzis. Okay, any questions, anything?
Some mitzvahs that are set in this man.
Yeah.
So they're a lower darga because they're like...
It could be the other way also, because they couldn't have been given chayrus in a totally, in a complete way, could not have been given today. You know, so we need it in a certain box. That's the only way it'll come. But in the box itself, during the time that you're sitting at the Seder, so it's Mrs. Ezra and Grandma, or we're counting Sphere, or whatever it is, during those moments, mitzad yupnimis, you could be in a place that's beyond. You're not worried about what's... It's one of the things, the exact Yitzhahara. You know, you see a person coming to a shul with a phone, looking at it the whole time. The point of coming to a shul is to be mafkia yourself in that world. You're destroying that, because you're remaining part of this world. Forget about everything else, and just, but it's sad, the toichen person who, when he learns, he's looking at his watch. He's not letting himself get into things. Is always going to have this issue. So yes, but we're physical also, and you know, with tachlis, we can't handle it. Everyone has a moment when he stops, when he can't, when he's winding down. But during the time, it's a quality. It's not measured when you stick around long enough and you say, oh, he's lived, so long. He's reached netzach. It's the other way around. Chai oilam is something which is mitzvahs, and a person whose world of mitzvahs is self-satisfying, whose world of mitzvahs is atzmi to him, has that maila.
And so across the board, being kind of lost in time and very involved with what you're doing, not noticing the time, is the higher darga.
In mitzvahs.
In mitzvahs.
Yes, it is the higher darga, But again, a person also, there was a ma'aser the Bala Tanya was learning with his son, and his baby was crying, and he didn't hear the baby, the son. So Bala Tanya told him, a higher madrega than being totally lost in learning is to be totally lost in learning and hear when the baby cries. You know, it has to be something that if a person has a chiyuv to do something. So just like a person has a chiyuv to close a gemara, to go lay in the Megillah, go to Bikas Chametz, whatever chiyuv a person has, then that's then he needs to be able to override that. That's part of the world of this Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Another nigna. Well, I don't know. I don't know who else. I don't know if you can find a carb instead of you.
Are you?
Yishe Om Dolah Oyseh.